Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Jerry MVP Thomas from Brooklyn, New York. We got a great show happening at you. We're going to share summit moments. And we're going to have two brief announcements. We're going to do the declaration of purpose first. And we're going to have our sister Clarence Devon from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Will you please read the declaration of International Black Summit, please?
Good evening, Jerry. I'm glad to be here this evening. And I'd like to share with our listeners the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And this declaration statement was created October 7th, 1991, in Atlanta, Georgia, and we present it at each and every meeting and every year. And I'd like to just welcome everyone tonight to the International Black Summit talk show. And give it back to you, Jerry.
Yes, yes, yes. That declaration means so much to me personally. And it seems like you always be in that space learning something. You know, you hear what I'm saying, Clara?
I do.
Yes, you. Yes, and it's so beautiful. My brothers, sisters, tonight we gonna talk about some more, but we got some brief announcements that we had to get through. But first and foremost, we stay tuned every Sunday, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock
yes.
Central, and 5 o'clock Pacific. Every Sunday, you will learn more about the conversation of the International Black Summit. And also, we have a leadership meeting coming up at Baltimore, Maryland, October 8th and the 9th. And also, we're going to have the prerequisite. So if you want to learn more about that, we can go to our website, www.blacksummit.org, and you will learn a lot more about it. You can find out different things about our website, too. We got a lot of goodies on our website. And also, we're trying to raise money for our premium. Is $400, so we can have more lines, so y'all could definitely be in tune with us, and we could be more focused about our conversation, your vision, your space. So if you want to send donations, is IBS Talk Show @gmail.com. I will say it again. IBS Talk Show @gmail.com. So any donations that you send us be greatly appreciated. And plus, We also have the oxygen room right after the show. And the number is 218-862-6420. And the access number is 797-4834 pound. And I will say it again at the 8:57 minute. And Claire, let's find out who's on the line.
Well, actually, I'd like to share for a moment the purpose of the International Black Summit.
Yeah.
For our new listeners or our continued listeners. The purpose of the International Black Summit is for participants to bring into being their vision for the community and also for the world. And each year we have an inquiry. We just had our annual summit event, and Mr. Jerry MVP Thomas, this was his first summit, so it's a very, very exciting time. And we come up with a new inquiry each year. Last year, the inquiry is, I am the source of my vision. And this year, we're in the inquiry of being with what is. So, for those of you who might ask, what's the IBS conversation? The IBS conversation is one that's given to people of Black African descent. It's a conversation that finds its expression in the declaration, which was read earlier. And it's a conversation from people of varied backgrounds, from different cities, sites, and countries. It's a powerful, powerful conversation that changes and transforms lives. And tonight we've got some people who are going to be sharing with us their experience of the Baltimore 2010 Summit. So, Jerry, we've got... Wow, got quite a few lines, so I'm going to go to the first line. It's 773-491. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Claudie from Chicago.
Hi, Claudie. Hello. How are you?
Fine. Yeah, how are you doing?
How are you feeling?
Yes, I can. I'm great, and it's so good to hear from everybody, to hear you too. This beautiful Sunday evening in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask you a question, my brother. What had the summer had transformed you?
Well, what at the summer transformed me? I think it occurred on the Saturday. Saturday morning going into the afternoon. I was taking notes and noticing, for me, what showed up were issues around identity, self-hate, and a lot of confusion about, who I am. When it got expressed by so many people, it kind of had me down until we shifted into the question that was provoked by what don't you want me to know about you? What don't you want me to know about me? And looking at that, I discovered some interesting things about myself that I just spoke out of the closet, And as a result of that, I really got free of it. I really got free of it. And I saw myself, I was in a different space. I was more liberated. I was free to be. And what they asked us to do was to recognize when that shows up and be present to that it that shows up. And that's a big challenge. That, for me, that's like cutting yourself, self-mutilation. The initial pain of it and then you're present to it so that the next time it shows up, you have choices about how you choose to be in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And that was profound for me. So I carried that back to Chicago with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can relate, definitely relate to that, because I know for me, I'm just, for me it's that I'm in space, I distinguish I'm a big eye.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
You know, I am a big eye, and then I see that transform me and everything. Well, thanks again, my brother. You know, nice hearing from you, and hope to hear from you at the oxygen room.
Okay.
Well, I actually had a question for you, Claudie. So you,
okay.
When you said you were distinguishing it, what was the it that you're speaking of?
The it is, my it is rejection, a fear
mm-hmm.
of rejection, which
mm-hmm.
which there's a space in being around trying to or attempting to avoid rejection. You
mm-hmm.
I limit my possibility in that space. It's like in an attempt not to get hurt. You know, you don't live. You understand what I'm saying? So for me, taking a chance on the rejection and being who I choose to be, who I enjoy being, in spite of the possibility of rejection, is what I have come to grips with, and the experience of it, and knowing when it shows up and saying, okay, I can choose to be a way about it. I can choose to follow the script, or I can choose to deviate from that script. So I have a choice
mm-hmm.
now, as opposed to acting or reacting based on the script.
Got it. So you're saying instead of, engaging in the feeling of rejection, because that's an old conversation,
yeah.
You can take on and actually powerfully create another conversation for yourself instead of that one. Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And what is and in choosing that new conversation, what does that provide for you?
That provides freedom. That
mm-hmm.
provides more opportunity for it just provides more opportunity for me to be. It also provides more opportunity for other people to experience me being me. You know, it's not a selfish thing. And sometimes we can get in our space and feel like, well, you know, it's all about me. But then if it's all about me, then there's a space where my engagement with you is impacted. So that
mm-hmm.
our interaction then becomes a shared thing. It's
mm-hmm.
a Bob moment where there is no division between us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in you getting your freedom, it allows other people, your interaction with other people to be a lot more powerful than, say,
yes.
maybe it's been in the past. Gotcha.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You can be fully self-expressed is the other thing that I'm hearing you say.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Claudie, thank you so much for sharing that. I really, really, really appreciate that. Jerry,
well,
did you have another question?
Well,
say again.
Nah, yeah, you answered. I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Well, Claudie,
oh.
let's go to the next caller.
Great.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Hang on,
listening.
Hang on, Brother Claudie. We may come back to you.
Yeah.
We have another caller at 773-610. Did you have an experience that you wanted to share or a comment from the 2010 Baltimore Summit?
Yes, this is Glenn Brooks. How are you?
Hi, Glenn. How are you doing?
Good.
Where are you calling from? Tell our listeners where you're
calling
from.
Awesome. Chicago.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, I haven't been to a summit since the last one that was here in Chicago. So I guess it's been about 4 or 5 years since the last time I was there. So this was a fantastic one for me. Where, again, I think it happened for me on Saturday also, in that one of the things I was wrestling with is the being, well, a lot of negative emotions around the not knowing, what's going on in my life is a major upheaval financially, and just in general, what's going to happen. I've been in the mortgage business, and as you know, that's
a lot going on in that area.
And so the level of not knowing has been, well, for a while it was fear, and it moved to worry and just not wanting to be in that situation at all, or not being comfortable being in the not knowing what's going to happen next. It was, I forgot the person that was talking, but someone mentioned about how being in not knowing is a very powerful place to be, in that it really provides the opportunity to interact and to share and to be with spirit in a very powerful way. And, you know, I got that. And I got that being everything but at peace during that time takes away from that possibility. And for me, that really was an amazing revelation and understanding.
Awesome. So that whole aspect, the inquiry that we got to was being with what is.
Oh, yeah. Actually, right in line with this year's statement of purpose, you know, right in line. So that's what I walked away with. And it's amazing the level of peace that provided.
So you're still in the mortgage business?
Yeah.
How are you applying that now in your business? Like what looks different?
Well, one very interesting thing since I've been back, business is coming my way. I mean, I'm actually, people are calling me, offering me business, and so that's totally different. It's just really comfortable to be relaxed and peaceful, and knowing that whatever happens, it's going to be okay. And so the mortgage business is moving without my pushing.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's kind of that same space the previous caller, Claudia, was saying, of freedom. You know, when you get to that space of freedom, you know, it opens up a whole another world of possibility. And then the fear around it, the apprehension around it, the, you know, the baggage that we carry around it goes away, it seems.
And pushing, trying to make it something. Instead of just letting it be, happen.
Allowing it, Like the Declaration says, there's nothing to do except be.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. Was there something else that you wanted to share?
That was my biggie.
That's pretty phenomenal, actually.
Yeah.
And I want to acknowledge you for, calling in to share, and also congratulate you for, creating a space such that new things are starting to show up for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Jerry, we have another caller, and I'm not sure if this is an international call or a Skype call, but it's let's see, 678-428, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Tamara from Atlanta.
Well, hello, Tamara from Atlanta.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning or good evening?
Both.
Are you in Atlanta or somewhere else?
I'm in Atlanta. Internationally.
Okay. I got you.
That's fabulous. That is fabulous. So what would you like? Were you at the 2010 Baltimore Summit?
Yes, I was.
Awesome.
So what
would you like to
moment?
Say it again?
What is your summit moment?
What is my summit moment? Let's see. Well, I can tell you one thing. I can tell you when I got my summit. How about that?
Okay.
And it was actually after we had our facilitated meeting that Wednesday, and in that meeting we were having a conversation. Someone was sharing about not being able to be with themselves, as I heard it. So what I heard is that's what they were saying, that they were in upset. And notice how they wasn't able to be with it. So in that moment, I got for myself I got present to the aspect of myself that I'm unable to be with. And as I continued to clear around it, like for me, what I say about myself is that I like being alone. I like my me time. I like my personal space and love it. Like, I really enjoy it. And also, there's a place, like, I go to the same space of, being alone, not enjoying it so much. But it's kind of like the same area for me that I go to when I have, conversations about, being unsuccessful, when I'm fearful, and when I'm worried. And I just got clear that is an aspect that I'm not willing to be with.
Mm.
And I was just able to distinguish those two, what I call two different spaces, but really, it's, so that's where I am, and just like looking at them right now. But that's what came. That was like my summit moment.
So what I'm hearing you say is you really, one, you just started noticing when there are different things about yourself, the being alone or saying that you want to be alone. Like you're choosing a different way to be about. To be other than being alone. I'm missing something here. Say it again.
Well, there's a space that I like being alone. That I consciously choose, like going into that space of aloneness. like it, you know, and it really works for me. And then there's another time I find myself in that alone space when I don't consciously choose it. I just notice that I'm there.
So what does it provide for you to be on the other side of being alone, you know?
Say it again.
What's provided for you on the other side of being alone? Like, how does that empower you to be in a space of not being alone or choosing not to be alone?
So when I don't choose it?
Mm-hmm.
What does it provide?
Yeah, what's available to you on the
other
side of it? Well, Like, why not just say, you know, I'm alone, you know what I mean?
Right, like when I'm there, you know, So one thing I do notice that when I am there, that space of feeling alone and it's out of conversations of me being fearful or unsuccessful, being in that alone space, it does provide me that moment of clarity or of clearing, actually having a conversation with myself to bring me up out of it. Now, I do know I do shift in it.
So one of the things I keep hearing this evening is this space of fear that maybe before for folks it was like an unconscious state, you know, that people weren't really conscious of how afraid they were of their current circumstance. And in noticing that, one, you are afraid or, you know, there's certain things about oneself that I might not want to be with, that once you identify what that particular item is, so for you it was being alone, for a previous caller it was, you know, not liking certain things about themselves, there's freedom on the other side of that, like just noticing it and saying, you know, being alone is not a bad thing, you know, it can be a good thing, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. And I can choose it or not choose it. Is there something else that you see, Tamara?
That alone space is really a time where I get clear. That's one thing I just noticed. Like even when I enter into it and I get all my conversations about fear, being fearful and being a failure, even just when I you know, I am alone and I get with myself, you know, I do bring myself out of it. That's what I just got, because I was making it like a wrong. But I do get clear in that alone space, regardless of how I get there. Whether I like going there, because, you know, I get my peace of mind, or if I go there out of, you know, being fearful, scared, like all that.
Yeah,
charity.
Yeah, because she hit a point, because I remember when we was doing the exercise at the summit, that was the thing about getting up and sharing. It was fear. But when I stopped being in my space, when I started woke up there, I noticed myself that I stopped feeling different. And I felt that
when I was saying what's happening to me in that space, I was clearing, and I felt good about it because I don't have to worry about fearing no more. And his home that with Sister Tara, somebody was talking about, because you know when you share yourself, you know sometimes you know human life, you don't want to share yourself, you know, to everybody. But you know if there's something that's really blocking your space, you know you have to let yourself go. Mm-hmm. And I find myself when I let myself go, I felt free.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt better.
Mhm.
Yeah.
That seems to be coming up with everyone. You know, that release and that sense of that sense of freedom. There's a couple more callers I wanted to see if we could get in. I wanted to remind our listeners you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we air here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We would like to invite you to check out our website at blacksummit.org, where you can find out more information about the organization, join our social network where you can share about yourself and what you're up to in the world, and also get information about our upcoming event, which will be October the 8th through the 9th in Baltimore, Maryland. We'll be having our leadership body meeting. So we have 312-593. You are live on the air. Do you have something that you'd like to share or
no.
question?
I'm just listening. I just tuned in. So I really didn't hear what the conversation was, you know, what it was about.
Okay. People are just sharing about their 2010 Baltimore experience.
Oh, that's different.
Were you at the 2010 Baltimore Summit? If you could,
was
like,
you?
Say who you are and where you're from.
I am, my name is Henrietta Bird, and I am from Chicago, Illinois.
Well, hello, Miss Bird.
Hello. Hello. Hey, Jerry. Hey. Hello, Mrs. Clara. My summit experience was unbelievable. Okay, just wonderfully unbelievable. Okay, let me put that word in, and I know none of that is politically correct. But anyway, I was just telling someone that I have been so focused since returning home, so focused that everything I say I'm going to do in the morning, you know how you get up and you say, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. It is done before the day is over. It's like I'm on automatic pilot. And then things get done. You know how you say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. No, none of that. I am doing it, and I am staying awake until it's done. I stayed up until 3 o'clock this morning working on something that, you know, I kept saying, you can do it tomorrow. You can finish it tomorrow. You can't complete it tonight, but I had to do it. And I have been that way since returning, actually from New Orleans, because when I left Baltimore, I went to New Orleans for another conference that lasted a week. So I was in transformation work for 12 straight days.
Wow.
And I am like, I am focused. I am being with what is. And
okay.
And I mean really being with what is, not running from what is, not complaining about what is. I'm feeling what is. I'm looking at what is, I'm observing what is, you know, and like stepping in it, like fearlessly stepping in into what is. And it's not easy and it's not comfortable, but the results are just the results that I've had. Just I've only been home since Monday. The results are just, I just can't even tell you, you know, just cannot even tell you about them. Just one of the best summit, okay, the most wonderful summit. And I was in church today, and someone walked up to me and said, "How was the summit?" And I just shook my head. And she said that she was in the airport coming from her family reunion, because that's why she was not there. And she ran into Kat, in Atlanta. And she said, and Kat was on her way, actually on her way to Baltimore when she saw her. And I said, it was just wonderful. And I'm, you know, my intention is for the 2011 summit to be in Chicago. So I'm speaking it every chance I get. Every chance I get. My intention is for the 2011 International Black Summit to be in Chicago.
Wow. Wow. Well, I want to share with all the people who are listening, we will be selecting, or I should say we will be aligning on the location for the 2011 summit at the October meeting, which is going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, October the 8th through the 9th. And the alignment process is really fascinating. You know, first of all, Henriette, I just want to thank you for your share of being with what is, because that's the inquiry for 2011. Sounds like it's really taken on a powerful place in where you're standing and making a difference in how things are showing up for you. So I just want to acknowledge you for that share. And I want to invite people to come to the leadership meeting. You know, this is the space. We have the annual event where we really engage in the conversation and people get different aspects of their lives. And the October meeting, we will be aligning on the next location. And there are some really strong requests and intentions in the space. So we'll see what comes out of that, out of that conversation.
Right. Yeah, go on. Excuse me. I was just going to say, who's to go on to?
Say again.
Okay. One of the other things I wanted to say was participating. I heard when I came on, I heard participating in the event, sharing yourself. You know, and this summit, my share was unique to all the other ones in that I volunteered to do things I had never done before. And, you know, you think you're not going to get your summit? You get your summit, and you get about 10 other summits when you volunteer. But it's that service piece that we have, that distinction of self-generation, oh, my God. And so I'm grateful. I am just so thankful that I took it on, that it was available for me to take on, and that I am still in that conversation. I'm still working with it.
That the conversation of being of service?
Yes, being of service. Being observant, you know, listening the room, you know, like listening, like authentically listening, being a stand for others, you know, just everything, the declaration, the entire declaration, you know.
Yeah. But I want to ask you a question, Sis Henriette. She's part of the talk show hosting from Chi-Town, Chicago. And
Chi-Town.
I want to ask you a question. How did the summit go hand in hand with the trip that you took to New Orleans?
Oh, look, We don't have, look, how much time do we have?
we have two more that we want to try to get in.
Right. But it you know, the trip to New Orleans was a continuing education piece that I do to keep my teaching licenses up, you know, updated and all of that. And so then when I arrived in New Orleans, what did they decide the class was going to be on? Transformation. And the first day was on transformation. And then the next day was on ego. it was just like, it was like all I did was stop and change hotels, and I was still in the conversation. And, you know, the summit, we left such there was such a big impact in New Orleans from when, you know, from the last time we were there. It was just like, you know, I just wasn't in the same hotel, but I was in the same space. So it was just a continuation of Baltimore. New Orleans was a continuation of Baltimore for me.
Oh, that's, you know, that, and it goes to show, and it goes to show you that you do not have to limit your conversation into International Black Summit. See, brothers and sisters, it takes you where you want to go, and that is so beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you really for that share. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
We have. Hold on, Henrietta. We have another caller at 404, 409. Do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share about the 2010 Baltimore Summit?
No, not right now, Kashesha. This is Rod, so I'm just listening. Thank you for asking, though.
Hey, Rod, okay. It's Clara.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. But we'll come back to you. And we have let me open up this line 000012. You are live on the air, Shakesha. Is that you?
Yes, I think you got me.
Yeah. Hi.
Welcome. Just fabulous.
Yes, I'm calling from Okinawa, and I am now back home here after being at 2010 International Black Summit in Baltimore.
Yes.
And my grandson's here with me. This was his second summit. Okay, here he comes. This is my grandson, Thank You.
I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and I enjoyed the 2010 Baltimore Summit.
Oh, awesome. Right. Thank you, Thank You.
Thank you.
When we made our own declaration.
Oh, okay. Would you like to share that?
Yeah.
Okay. We're listening.
Okay. Well, now he's gone right now. We grabbed him for a moment. You know, young people, we got him, and now he's gone.
Well, would you like to share your summit moment or one of your summit moments from the 2010 Baltimore Summit, Shakesha?
Okay. The summit. Because I didn't really notice it until I got home. And that's our beautiful
I think you're breaking up on us. Hello?
It was a commemorative booklet, just having that to bring home with me with all of the history about the International Black Summit. And all the different aspects. So I've been really reliving my moment just by reading that booklet. And it's my understanding that that's going to be available some type of way for people to buy. you know, that weren't there. But I think everybody should have one. And for $10, it's a steal.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it'll definitely be available at the October meeting in Baltimore. So thank you for sharing that. And the history of the summit is really rich.
Yeah.
You know, we have been so many places. Baltimore is, you know, we're back stateside, but before Baltimore, we were in London. We were in Anguilla before that. We have been in numerous states throughout the United States, Atlanta, Oakland, Chicago, Miami, Memphis, a slew of places. We've been to Canada. We've been to Jamaica. We have taken the conversation of the International Black Summit throughout the world, various locations in Africa. And I think one of the most interesting things is that the inquiry that we're in, so people are sharing their experiences of what they got during this August summit in Baltimore, Maryland, and the inquiry that we walked away with, which is being with what is, we stay in that inquiry for the entire year until the next summit. So it's really an opportunity to, like, examine your life and examine what's going on. Like the sister was sharing, you know, just noticing, and noticing is one of the distinctions of the International Black Summit, noticing on a day-to-day basis what are those conversations that you hold on to, you know, that are not moving you forward. You know, how does noticing that conversation give you an opportunity to shift it, or as the brother was saying, give you the freedom to be a different way about something, or as the other sister was saying, like, there's nothing wrong with it, not changing it, but noticing the power in being a particular way, you know. So there's lots of opportunities in this conversation, and the purpose is really for each individual to get what their vision is for the community. You know, what are you bringing to the community? What am I bringing to the community? What is available in my life on a day-to-day basis? You know, brother was talking about how things have shifted with his business as a result of doing this work. So there are all these opportunities that are available to our listeners and available to participants who engage in the conversation of the International Black Summit. And it's definitely an inquiry into your life. Your life.
Yes.
So I came away from this particular summit with was being a participant in my life, you know, like not being invisible, not hiding out, really showing up powerfully in my life and taking on what I'm choosing for myself, you know, like actively pursuing those things that I'm choosing for myself. And so the sister talked about being of service. This was definitely a service summit for me as well. And inside of that, I got to see, you know, the gifts that I have to give, and also those things that the gifts that I receive from people, in noticing how people are different and how we operate differently and how we engage differently. In the beauty and the power in putting all of those together. It's like making gumbo. You know, you put in a lot of different ingredients to come up with a particular flavor. And I really get that that's how my life is. It's this big gumbo pot, and I have the opportunity to experience people in so many different ways. And all of that just makes it taste better and smell better and look better. And it's like a more enjoyable experience. And I get to choose it really, really powerfully. I see Brother Cloudy has his hand up again. 773-491, did you have another comment for us or something else you wanted to share? I see your hand up again.
Yes, I fell off the call for a minute and got back, but I'm glad you asked me. One of the things I did notice and have taken a step, stood up to say something about or to be engaged about it is what seemed to be a lack of male energy at the summit from the facilitation piece. You know, and I was really proud and excited to see so many black men at the summit, that I'm offering an opportunity for black men to engage in the conversation on a monthly basis on a call. And women, you know, black women are invited to listen in and comment, but I really will put this around black men in the conversation about things that black men are going through, facilitated by black men with that black male energy. So you'll be, you'll get something from me soon, brothers and sisters, about this and the way it'll operate very soon. But I'm excited about that potential to have that conversation for black men.
Okay, awesome. Are you going to be posting that on the website?
Well, I hadn't thought about hosting it on the website. Taking my first step would be to set up the call and just see what happens, see what comes out of that. I will put it on my MySpace on the IBS website and to announce it and to further send out the information. But this is something I'm determined to do.
Awesome.
Okay, my brother. Definitely look forward for that. Definitely.
Great.
I'm excited about that as well. And I remember, what was it, the Detroit Summit, the group of men who got together, and I think you were part of spearheading that group as well, to continue this conversation. Because we really, the energy, I really believe in the complete energy of male and female, you know, that balance. And the other thing that I noticed, in addition to the number of men who were in the space, was also the variety of ages. Ooh, gotta, I don't know what that tone is, but we had a variety of ages as well, from the young people to the older people. I don't know, probably the oldest person might have been in their 80s. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad that noise is gone. In their 80s, so we had a diversity not only in, you know, male, female, but the diversity in the ages was really wonderful too. So I'm proud, and I just want to acknowledge you, Brother Claudius, taking it on for the men to continue their conversation. And for our listeners, you can go to our website, www.blacksummit.org, and that information will be posted. We'll also have information about the October Leadership Body meeting, which will be October the 8th through the 9th. We are expanding the talk show to go premium, and inside of that space, we would like the opportunity to have more people be able to call in, have more lines, to be able to pre-screen people before we bring them on to the show live. And to participate in that, if you want to do a financial pledge, you can send us an email to ibstalkshow@gmail.com. That's ibstalkshow@gmail.com. And Brother Jerry, tell our listeners a little bit about what the Oxygen Room is, what it's for, and how they can participate in that.
The Oxygen Room is just a continuation of our conversation for the International Black Summit. It's a continuation. If you want to have summit moments, share your summit moments, or have shares in the summit, and it's extra 30 minutes, and so it's just continuation. And we call it the Oxygen Room because so you can feel free. Continue. And it ain't no limit. You don't have to worry about it. No 8, 9 o'clock, you just stop. You just continue. And that's
well,
the beautiful
actually,
thing
stop
about
at
it.
We stop at 9:30, but it's an off-air conversation.
Right. It just continues. Right. Exactly. And so just feel free. In a few minutes, just call the Oxygen Room.
Can you share that number with everyone once again?
And the number is 218-862-5555. 6420. And the access number is 797-4834-pound. 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Awesome. We have about 5 more minutes left in the show, Jerry.
Okay. So let's see who's on the line.
Well, actually, I'd like for you to share for a few more minutes. I just lost my switchboard, so see if I can pull it back up.
Well, you know, what I'm going to share more, what the summary for me was, is possibility. You know, I was getting myself together Wednesday. I said, oh, I can't believe it. It's a possibility because I read the declaration at least about 3 or 4 times. And it's a possibility. It's a possibility I'm going to be at the summit. It's a possibility that I'm going to be of my African descent. It's a possibility that I'm going to attend my first prerequisite. It's a possibility that I'm going to learn these features. It's a possibility to be a better person in the international ambassador, to be a better participant of the conversation. And that possibility keep on popping up. And it is beautiful because I was there. My first summit, I witnessed history. Beautiful. Part of history. And it's, you see everybody just glowing. And just doing the work and participating, loving each other, dancing, sharing, crying together. And that's what the summit means to me, of unity. And I was a part of that, of dynamic. I was a part of something that gravitates to me, that I belonged in the space. That when I get up and walk toward the summit, I felt that I was just floating and just look around, that people look just like me, that mm-hmm. we all for the same cause, and they greet you, my brother. They greet me, MVP. And everybody just sit down. We do the exercise, and it was beautiful. And it's saying sometimes I have to smack myself. Oh, you at the summit, lady? Are you at the summit? And it's beautiful. I am so happy because God put me to the International Black Summit. He knows what I want. And that's it. You know, I'm on the, you know, people say, oh, you still on the summer high? Yes, I'm still on the summer high. And I don't think I will never get off because it's beautiful. It is beautiful.
It's definitely a beautiful thing. And we have about one minute left in the show. So I just want to thank you, Jerry. This was Jerry's debut as lead host, so he's living inside of his vision of being a talk show host for the International Black Summit, and you've done a phenomenal job, Jerry. Thank you. I want to thank everyone who called in this evening, Claudia out of Chicago, Glenn out of Chicago, Henrietta out of Chicago. Chicago was in the house. Tamara out of Atlanta, Shakesha out of Okinawa, Japan, Rod out of Atlanta. Just thank you all for calling in this evening and sharing your summit moment, sharing your experience. We are here, the International Black Summit Talk Show. We're here every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We air live. You can also listen to the show 24/7 by going to our website, and there's a blue player that will allow you to listen to past shows 24/7. You can also download them to your iPod or your MP3 player and take them with you. And the annual event of the summit has completed for 2010, which was in Baltimore, but the conversation of the International Black Summit continues. Please join us in the Oxygen Room. That number again is 218-862-6420, access code 797-4984. And remember to share that special gift that God gave only to you peace and blessings, my brothers and sisters. Jerry, any last comments to take us out?
Keep God in your heart and your mind, and your vision will be present. Peace.
Thank you so much. Good night, everybody.
All right, peace to everybody.